go out to LA. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Out of my hands. Plans ain't real two-tone. I already know what I'm on. Try to look just like a clone. Three bitches laying in my room. 10 chiller drag to the floor. 10 chiller drag on the hall. Nights ain't getting no sleep. Got a magic machine on the floor. X bitch stripping on the pole. My young bitch stand on stroke. Stand on pole. Came through coach. Came back Gen G4. Port 1-4. Port 1-8. Port more. Young go blow.
Especially shout out to 12 Cal, J Book, and Britt. When they get together, I mean, it just feels like 90s R&B all over again. They for sure are a group. You know, it might not be official, it might be an unofficial group, but they, you know, kind of like the whole Red and Math type of thing. That's what I think J Book and Britt is. I think they're Red and Math. I said it. I said what I said. All three of them together is like Slaughterhouse. Oh, they powerful. They something else. You know what I mean? And 12 Cal recently, all right, one of the most consistent, creative, down-to-earth. I'm trying to put my teeth out. Down-to-earth type of Southern roots, football. And South Carolina to be exact. Jersey though too. So he got, you know, he got dual citizenship. He had a classic episode with them. It was called Those Liars. And in this particular episode, J Book and Britt shared a couple of personal experiences while dating. And they both had a common experience. There were some similarities there. There's a common denominator there. And I even called Britt and we talked about it a little bit. And I said, you know, I wouldn't necessarily call this a remix, because that's the thing, you know, me, 12 Cal, Big Mike, from, you know, OTR Mike, from time to time, we'll come up with an episode and the other, you know, one or the other, both, might remix it. This ain't no remix. This is more of a response. You know what I mean? Because the fellas was down bad in that episode. Oh, man, I'm not saying we on the same team. But if we had to be a team, you niggas would have to come on the bench. Y'all would have to carry the load. Don't look like y'all gonna be able to do it. By the time we get back in the game, they done caught back up. You want to know why? I'll tell you why.
It's his birthday. And I'm like, well, why are you here by yourself on your birthday? And you just randomly text me or whatever. Oh, my friend said I was in town. That's what happened. She told him I was in town. That's why he texted me. And so then I was like, he was like, you just stopped talking to me for like 2.5 years. And I was like, yeah. He was like, why? I'm like, why? I was like, the wife that you told me that you were divorced from? Like, what are you talking about? He was like, well, we were separated. I was like, yeah, but I've been at your house for like multiple times during
Hey. Y'all gonna have to tap into that show. It's called Those Liars on the 12 Kyle podcast. Oh, it get more crazier. I told you the homegirl Britt on there. And see, what I'm going to discuss today is my personal experience with a particular person and some women that was all involved. When I was talking to Britt, I was like, yo, this was more of a Royal Rumble type of thing. And I think I've told this story on a podcast before, but you know what? Let's just say, you know how they deal with the X-Men, or they do with like Spider-Man, where they keep remaking the Spider-Man, and you know, one might be better than the other. That's what I'm doing. So I'm about to bring this old story, you know, dust it off a little bit, and then and maybe find some details that I forgot, right? So, well, first I want to give you another example of you know, how y'all got us, how y'all got them back in the game with this foolishness.
With me, like I do know there's been a couple of guys who have gone in my DMs and like, hey, yeah, I've always thought you were cute. I want to take you out sometime, blah, 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 blah. And then like 2 weeks later, there's wedding pictures on Facebook. And 2 months later, there's an engagement picture. Like, are y'all testing it to see if you still got it? Or like, I don't know what it is.
Seems like me. They just going up for the layups and practice. Hey, man, something got to go in. Something have to go in. Well, let me tell you. I'm about to go in into this story. All right? Let me paint the picture.
Oh, man. Let me paint the picture for you.
I'm single. Ready to mingle. If I had to give you a year to, so y'all can narrow it down. I mean, all the way down to the, you know, just the music that came out around that time. But this had to be like around 2000, I want to say like 2007. Yeah, I think about 2000. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I think it's about 2006. No. I'm wrong. No. I am totally wrong. This is like 2005. Oh, yeah, 2005. That was prime Baylor right there. That was prime Baylor. I didn't have my own apartment, but I kind of did. I had a roommate. Was it over there? That was West Hollywood, I think. I think it was West Hollywood. I think so. Over there, not too far from the Grove, right? No, not the Grove. Yeah, was it the Grove? Yeah. I'm tripping. I don't know. It's something like that. Yeah. Not too far from Beverly. Well, yeah, not too far from Beverly Hills because I worked in Santa Monica. You know what I'm saying? That's when I was working for FedEx. Anyhow, my roommate had got arrested, and he was gone for a long time. He actually got arrested for, what was the shit he got arrested for? Terrorist threats over online. Internet terrorist, something like that. Long story. Anyhow, I had the crib to myself, right? And rent was crazy, at least for, you know, one person. But he was still paying his rent. His family was, like, still paying his rent while he was in jail or whatever. I guess they had hopes of him coming home or whatever the case may be. But they paid for a certain amount of months before I had to get up out of there. But at the time, I'm a bachelor. You know what I'm saying? And you know what bachelors do in the city of Los Angeles, right? I'm outside. So I was messing with a chick. I had a lot of casual relationships, if that's what y'all asking. Everything was casual. It's like if there was an understanding. Anyhow, I just met this one chick on the east side, right? I forgot her name. Super cool though. But we was just, you know, we was just cool. We was just talking and stuff like that. And she was single-ish, right? And I'll get to that in a minute. I also was talking to a chick up in the Bay Area. And see, this is like the first quarter of online interaction. We're talking about MySpace. You know, well, I say second quarter. The first quarter I still consider, you know, Black Planet. AIM, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Then you got the MySpace, and then after that, you got Facebook. But MySpace was running the game for a long, and then it wasn't just MySpace. It wasn't just the MySpace era. It was, what was it like, Catch 22, Catch 21, some shit like that. Obviously, they had the clubmix.com. I don't know if y'all remember that, but it was a media group where they would show up to all the functions throughout the city at lounges and clubs and shit like that. And they just take photos, you know what I'm saying? And especially when it came around to like the Halloween theme nights and stuff like that, and you wear the costumes and shit like that. Yeah. Yeah, I was Michael Myers a gang of times. Obsession. That's what it was. So we was meeting a gang of girls online. It was new too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like how being introduced to TikTok for the first time, or you know, just whatever apps is out, you know, Twitter, so on and so on. Like it was just something, Clubhouse. When that first hit the scene, or even stereo, and we was outside, and we was all mixing. I mean, this is like the post college, you know, not. I would say that's like the where we at with that one. Yeah, that's post college career, by far. You know what I'm saying? But you still in the, you know, you still in the lounge. That's still like the lounge type of atmosphere you messing with now. Not so much the clubs, but more the lounges, day parties, brunches. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You know, you're going on much more mature dates and shit like that. But you meeting them offline though. And I met a Bay Area chick. Exchange numbers, you know when you get to the point where you go from the DMs to the numbers and stuff like that, you talking, this, that, and da, 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 da. It's long distance. Yes, it is. It is. You know what I'm saying? And it is one of those things where it could happen. Same state. I mean, yeah, sure. We're about 8 hours apart. Yeah, we are. You know what I'm saying? Now that quick hour, 45 minutes to an hour, it's like an hour and some change. You know what I'm saying? Flight to the Bay. Ain't really nothing. That drive is a bitch. Yeah. Because I've driven to Phoenix before. And that's about 5 hours and some change. So the Bay is a solid 8. Solid 8. Depending on which part you go to, it might be more. But, you know, at this point, you talking to chicks from all over the place. I mean, from the East Coast to the Midwest to the Dirty South, and you might have a few out of the country. Yeah, I mean, before the passport bros was a thing, you know what I'm saying? It was the online mafia. That's what it was. That's when it really kicked off. This was like the first quarter going into the second quarter of these apps and shit like that. Sidekick era. It was dangerous. And so, and keep it in mind, I'm mentioning two girls, right? Remember the girl on the East Side. All right, remember the Bay Area girl, okay? That's extremely, extremely important. Boom. Then I met an Upland. Upland is like, it's in the same area. Well, it's east of LA and about 50 miles. So about an hour and some change away. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about Upland. You're talking about basically the Inland Empire. You got, you know, the Riversides, you know, San Bernardino County. You know, that's Victorville. I didn't go that far. I mean, I've never been to Victorville. Well, yeah, I probably have once. But you pass by Victorville going to Vegas. Anyhow, yeah, you're talking about out there, you know what I'm saying? Moreno Valley, Rancho, those cities. Met an Upland chick, and she was definitely from Upland. I could tell. Now, she pulled up. She pulled up, And it was Halloween night when she pulled up. And then we had Snow Bunny. Snow Bunny from the Bay Area. My Bay Area run is not that bad. You know what I'm saying? It's not. I'm one for now at the time of this record, I could think I may have been one for one. Snow Bunny. Snow Bunny drove down from the Bay, and what can I say? Hyphy movement. You know what I mean? We're not done yet. I was talking to a chick that was in the LBC. I don't know if she was from Long Beach, but she definitely worked in Long Beach and she lived in Long Beach. But I don't know if she was actually from Long Beach, but she was from Long Beach. I remember the date we went on, picked her up. I forgot where I met her at, but picked her up and we went to like a pool hall, which I don't normally see those in like where I'm from. But in Long Beach, that's a different type of city, right? But she knew of a place, just had a third. Sweet girl, though, too. So it wasn't like I was concerned. She seemed like she grew up in a hood, but like avoided like the hood shit. Good parents, great parents, and stuff like that. Anyhow, she brought up this local, you know, pool hall that's in the area that she know about. So we went there. I had a blue LA hat on. I had the, you know, Dodger cap on. And I forgot what outfit I had on, but it was looking real crippish. It was looking real crippish. And we walked in. I remember it was some essays in there. And it was some black essays up in there. But it was like, it was like a movie. It was like, not a movie, but yeah, a movie. And it was like a fucking music video. Walked in, or like the whole, or like the Western thing, where they could walk into the saloon, was a salon, and everybody at the bar, the music stopped, you know what I'm saying? And they all looked towards him. That's how it was. And it just so happened I was playing Corrupt when I pulled up too. I was actually playing Calling Out Names. It was a niggas gonna laugh. It was a CD. I mean, duh. It was a CD. And I forgot what CD it was, but damn, I can't even find that mug. I forgot what CD it was, but for some apparent reason, it had Calling Out Names on there. And I made 98% of my CDs back in the day. Pull up. And this one I had the red Saturn, the 2000. Oh, that's what it was. But it was around 2000. It had to be around 2005. But I had a 2003 Saturn coupe. You know the joint with the half door on the side, on the driver's side. Nigga, I thought I was what? You better. When I first got that car, because I had a black Pontiac. But we bought it from some SAs for like $2,500 or whatever. And it's supposed to be, you know, my little get, you know, to eight. A to B work, you know, that was my out of high school car, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, starting off work and shit like that. But then it was a lemon. So we had to go turn that mug in we drove that motherfucker to Long Beach. Well, you know, Long Beach, the Wilmington, God, I can't think of that. Cal Worthington. Yeah. Matter of fact, I got to play this for y'all. I'm sorry. I got to do this. If I don't do this, I will not forgive myself. But Cal Worthington is a classic. It's a classic thing out here, man. I'm about to listen to this shit right here.
Here's Cal Worthington and his dog Spot.
If you want a better buy, go see Cal. You're the guy who's satisfied, go see Cal. Give a new car to your wife, she will love you all her life. Go see Cal, go see Cal, go see Cal.
Hey, once again, I want to show you a painless way to get into a new Ford. Look, I'll sell you this new 84 LTD.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's Cal Worthington. This nigga used to fight with like a tiger or some shit. Like, anyhow. My shit was smoking, and my mom had a Ford Explorer, little short, it was like the little small ones, or whatever. Well, that mother was fly for then, But my shit was overheating a lot. Like I had to always, I had to have a one of those reusable water containers, like the water jugs. And I used to have to fill it up and take that shit with me because my radiator will overheat. Then it got so bad that my mom was like, man, we're just gonna turn this in and get you a new car. And that's what we did. And we got the 2003 Saturn three-door coupe, whatever. And I remember pulling that motherfucker up, dog, and that shit was smoking. Nigga, like, that motherfucker looked like it was about to... And I drove that much. As soon as I got in that motherfucker, that same night, I went to Northridge. Oh, when I tell you about that Northridge episode that I never dropped. Bringing that back up. Anyhow, you know, so I'm thinking I'm fly. I'm dressed as a super crip with my Dodger cap on. Walked through the pool joint with her. Nigga. Niggas looked at me. I said, you know what? Nah, this is not the vibe. Let's just go back. I got up out of there. Business decision. And we did. And we went. We had one of those earthy dates. You know what I'm saying? Even though it was in the evening time, it was late. We went back like near her crib. We couldn't go in because of her parents. But and we just chilled in the car, got something to eat, chilled in the car, just talking and stuff like that. And she was super cool. So remember all these girls that I'm bringing up, right? Then, so now you got the girl from the East Side, you got the two Bay Area chicks, you got the Long Beach chick, right? I feel like I'm missing one. Anyhow, oh well, the main one in this is my ex. And we've all been there. If you've ever been in a relationship and that relationship was consistent for a few years and you just so happen to have some kids with that motherfucker, you know the drama that comes with that. Especially if you look further down in the movie and you know the outcome already, which is I'm not married to her. We're not together. You know there was some drama involved. Oh, well, let's get to it. So, In this situation, you know, this is the stage where y'all on and off. Not necessarily like on and off in a relationship, but more so like we broke up, somebody standing on a shit and not fall into the relationship trap, which was me. Right? Cause at that point I was like, dog, this shit ain't, you know, I'm cool, you know? And they got to a point where, you know, you got to go through those stages where you're gonna be the bad guy. And there's going to be some profanity. There's going to be some finger pointing. There's going to be some devious shit going on until y'all could, you know, just sometimes she just wake up and she's like, you know, I'm tired of beefing with this nigga. This nigga not budging. You know what I'm saying? Like that Hadouken is not breaking through. This nigga blocking it. Yeah. And then that's when, you know, they start doing the slick shit, like trying to come over, bring some food. You know, one of those text messages like, where you at? You know what I'm saying? When you're going through that stage. Fellas, if you know what I'm saying, say amen. Uh-huh. So you going through those stages. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's already confirmed that y'all not going to make it. You know what I'm saying? But it's one of those, it's in your pocket. If you fellas know what I'm talking about, it's in your pocket, right? Which is a dangerous thing to play with. Oh, that's hot fire. Dangerous. And one of those dangerous ones is when the holiday roll around and it's like one of those couple holidays. You know what I'm saying? Shit that you would celebrate with a significant other. You get a phone call, you know what I'm saying? Either you done ran through your roster that day, and that was a call because I can't find an episode where I broke down the different areas of flirting and it just broke down flirting in different situations, right? But one of the flirting was the, you know, most popular flirting. That's out, and that's when you flirt with other or somebody that you're interested in. So I had an episode like that, but I never dropped it. I don't know where it's at on my laptop, but I'll probably revisit that idea and drop that soon. But I remember going to buy Valentine's Day cards and just put my number in there. Right. So I don't even think I wrote anything crazy. I think I let the card do the talking, but I put my number in there. And let me tell you, I had some Larry Legend numbers. it was knocking them down. I was getting the callbacks. I don't know what I was driving at the time. I forgot what car I was driving at the time. I can't think of it right now, but I can't think of what car I had at the time. I think I had a Dodge Stratus or something like that. Champagne, Dodge Stratus. It was in my mom's name. You know what that is. Anyhow, y'all got the roster now. And y'all got this. I'm painting the scene. Bam, it's a Sunday. Fun day. I'm watching football. Oh, let me back up. I'm tripping. I press play on episode 3. Let's go back to episode 1. I'm talking to one of the Bay Area girls, not the white one. So we get into that. I'm like, yo. She said, I think it's time we link up, blah, 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 blah. So she said she was going to be on her way out here. Boom. I said, really? She said, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do one of those early morning trips, push down here so I can get somewhere and like get here in like an afternoon. So you pick me in a picture. But it's a Sunday, right? It's crazy, right? And we planned on going to Santa Monica, to the 3rd Street Promenade to go watch a movie. I can't tell you what movie it was at the time. I'm going to check the year and guess. I'm gonna go check that year, and I get back to y'all. Matter of fact, let's go. Nah, I can't do it. I don't feel like multitasking. Well, we was going to the movies, and probably grab something to eat. The promenade is beautiful. Well, it's not like how it used to be, but the promenade was beautiful. It was several blocks long. You know what I mean? It had, you know, just a plethora of stores and bars, all kind of shit, man. Lids and. Yeah, it's just, you can go play pool, you know. I think it was a Hooters. Like they had that strand. I mean, it's almost, the promenade was beautiful, though. Like, top three places in Southern Cal to me. You know, even though Santa Monica is a different type of city, like, them niggas don't fuck with L.A. There's some story behind it, but I love the promenade, dog. I mean, you bump into celebrities, especially on the late nights. You know, you walk in walking distance of the pier. Like, it's the ultimate dating spot for to be safe and to have, like, so many options to have on it, different type of fun. And it's a beautiful area. It's not going to be too much drama. You know what I'm saying? Because Santa Monica PD is, like, right down the street, and they don't play that shit. So I said, yo, yeah, let's meet me at the promenade. You know what I'm saying? And this is when you had to, like, MapQuest it and print it out. Right. So, well, no, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I think you still had your phone. I don't feel like digging in those details like that. Anyhow, so she knew how to get there. Let's go back a little bit more, a little bit further, right? Well, over my ex house. And we big time chilling. Alcohol started flowing. You know what I'm saying? I'm a bachelor nigga, and I'm shining. I'm shining. Now we got one kid in, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm shining, though. It's like inviting the drug dealer inside your house type of shining. And we not together. There's no title. You know what I'm saying? But when you can't have something that you want, but it's right there and it's accessible, but you can't touch it, your ego start to get, you know what I'm saying? So then when your ego starts set tripping like that, you start thinking about all kind of ways that you could pull some type of slick shit. Lingerie, under a jacket. You know what I'm saying? The slick moves. You know what I'm saying? Oil down. Right? What's it? Like I said earlier that day, I didn't ran through my roster. Don't you know? Don't you know? Then ran through the roster. You know what I'm saying? And I can honestly say, it was a good time, man. That part of my career was phenomenal. You know, that's like James Harden when he, that year where he was just dropping 40s and 50s for like a month or two straight. It's like Westbrook MVP year. It's like Kawhi when he won with Toronto. Do you see the correlation? You know what I'm saying? So, it was wild. It was wild. And I let a wild night put me to sleep. I left the trio on. Remember the sprint? What was that called? It was like the sprint trio or something like that. Yeah, man. I had that with the pinpoint thingamajig. Like I thought I was outside, dog. Sprint. Yeah. Left it unlocked. She went through those text messages. Lined up the whole starting five. Hey, check this out. Hey, let's get it, bro. Yeah. Hey, let me tell you, Netflix. Before you niggas was a thing, the culture was everything. We created the culture. We created the content that you niggas see now. Because it's real life situations. She went through my phone. Went through the text messages. Enjoyed herself. She looked through those text messages like they was episodes. Binged. And then waited and then plotted. Text called. These motherfuckers is having a powwow on the phone with each other. Now the girl from the east side. When I say east side ways. Oh, all east side days. When you make the right East Side plays, it'll never be a phase. Bars, no ghostwriter. Right? So she called it the chick from the East Side. She called the two Bay Area chicks. She called the Upland chick. Long Beach chick is involved. Sunday comes around. I'm watching football. By myself because my roommate is locked up. Don't you know? It's locked up. Get a call. Hey, remember, hey, I'm coming down. What's oh, you wasn't playing, right? All right, blah, blah, blah. Let's set it up like this. Blah, 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 blah. Let's go to the movies. Cool. I get dressed. No. I'm fly. Took a shower. I took a shower, and you know when you just, you ready. Splash the cologne. Don't, if you do it on your neck, they might take some points away. Because what if the girl want to kiss you there? Now she got to taste all those chemicals. Spray it on your chest. Two on the wrist, one on the chest. Rub the inside of your wrist on your neck, and get out of there. And that's what I did. Popped in my CD. And these, I used to make these CD catalogs called the Beeks. B-H-E-E-K-S. I used to have a, you can go check my playlist now. You can tell I'm certified. But just imagine back then, it was all CD. Put in mad work. Let me tell you, we talking good. Like, she gaming me down. I'm excited. You know how you get so excited? You go back online and go through her photos from the top. all the way to the bottom. Like, look how you watched the growth, the development all over again. It's like you go watch that part of the Marvel Universe before you get to this part. And that's how happy I was. Boom, I get in the car, pop in my CD. Yeah, I'm driving down Wilshire. I get about a little bit under 10 minutes away, coming down Wilshire. I get a phone call. It's a dude. He said, "Hey, is your name Ronald?" And I said, "Who's this?" That nigga said, "That's not important. What you need to know is your baby mama and a plethora of other chicks are waiting for you collectively at the movie theaters. Don't you know? Don't you know?" I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah. Do you know this girl?" He's saying the names. "Do you know this girl? Do you know this girl? And do you know this girl?" I said, "Yeah, how you?" That nigga said, "Don't worry about that. Just know your baby mama is at the movie theaters with those names you just said waiting on you."
Hey, Uncle, turn it up!
Hey. Hey, hey, yeah.
I'm a Capricorn.
Yeah.
You think I wasn't ready for this?
Hey.
Oh, I got excited. Yeah.
Brother, tell me what we own. I'm on the same shit. Yeah. And if I plan for cuz ain't nice, blood, I hate them. Yeah. I feel the
she thought I was gonna fold 12 cal.
Smile again. Ain't they face? I don't know that they contribute to the violence every payment. Said she don't fuck around with 30. She just take 10. Yeah. Think you gonna fuck with me for free?
12 cal. This is the remix.
Smoke like a vape pen. Hold on, brother. Chase him. Say my name. I pop up like the boogeyman. Fucking the game over. Dropping bangers with no hooks. And free my brother Leak. I hate I'm putting money on your books again.
Yeah.
If you ain't never took a man, nigga, calm down.
So look, good looking out, bro. I turn the car back around. I'm going home, right? But I'm not done. The girl, the Bay Area girl, called me. She said, "Hey, I'm about to pull up. Let me know which movie," because there's two movie theaters on the promenade. She was like, "Let me know which theater it is and which, you know, theater room to go to." So I told her. Did I lie? I did. Did I tell her the right theater? Yes, I was going to take her to that theater. Now, what did I say? I said I was inside. I said, "Buy your ticket." I'm sorry, ladies. This wasn't one of those I was paying. What you thought? Okay. No, I said, "Hey, no. I'm already inside. I'm sitting down. Go ahead and pay for your ticket or whatever. I got you on the food." She said, "All right." She really, really paid. You want to know how I know? Because the plan was for her to go inside and come and get me. Right? So, well, actually, she thought I was going to actually come out. So what I did was I told her that I got good seats, so... You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and get your ticket. I got you on the food. You come sit down. Blah, 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 blah. Still don't know what movie it was. She agreed to all that. Other chicks is waiting outside with the B-moms. She goes. She pays her. She pays for her ticket. She calls me as she's walking up. I just made up a number, right? I mean, I did. It's not like I made up a crazy number. I've been there before, so I knew... You know, I know how many theaters they had, but I just told her a random number. I said, "Look, I'm the one with the blue LA hat," or whatever. And she said, "Okay." I hung up. I get to the house. I get a phone call from my baby mama. She said, "Hey, where you at?" I said, That's kind of crazy. That's a weird question to ask me after just calling me. I was like, what's that all about? She was like, what you doing? I was like, shit, chilling. She was like, you ain't got nothing to do today? I'm like, nah, chilling. I'm just chilling. But the way she was asking, as the conversation went on, you could tell she was smiling or whatever because she knew. She knew what had happened. She knew what had happened. Not necessarily what I did, but she knew I had found out. And that was the beauty part, right? That was the beauty part, is that she don't know that the East Side chick held it down. And the dude that called me was her ex-boyfriend. How did he get involved? I'm assuming he's going back to go get what he, you know, that's his sugar booger. And she asked him for a favor. How gangster is that? That's wild, OTR Mike.
Bitch, I'm popular, put diamonds on binoculars, Montclair jacket, nigga, purple brand sag, nigga, Queens on my feet like ABC, I get the drop, and my bitch, hella bad, double D's, movie V, nigga, all y'all niggas free loose, I'm feeling like I'm bulletproof, you go shoot, who, nigga, shoot, nigga.
That's wild. Your ex-boyfriend said, okay, I'll call the nigga that's taking you down and save him from being humiliated in public just so I can get back with you.
That's some different type of fire right there. It's got to be fire.
I don't know where she's at in life. I don't. I really don't know where she's at. But thank you. Thank you. Because afterwards, I had to talk to all those girls individually. And boy, did I let them have it. I mean, I let them. And they were so stuck. But here's the thing. Do you think I yelled at them? 12 Cal, I didn't yell at them. I didn't yell at them at all. What I did was I had a conversation. I made myself look like the saddest puppy in the world. It was crazy. I just turned my head. I made them feel so bad. Close my ears, it hurts so bad. I should have been an actor. It got real, Dante. My nigga Dante. Skinny. Ivan, wifey, you gotta understand the mind games that I had the right to do. This was some K-Dot shit on a whole nother level. I seen the moves. Dante know what I'm talking about. He has some trauma in his past relationship. Twelve Cal, there's a certain type of nigga you gotta be to flip the game like that. It's like what San Francisco did to Detroit in the playoffs. Do y'all listen to Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game Podcast? Y'all should. It's a lot of game on there, my nigga. I'm trying to tell you. I was going to wait to introduce this story on his platform, but we got something else to talk about. We got something else cooking up, too. Hey, the dinner's not done yet. Get out of the kitchen. I'll let you know when it's ready. I called him one by one. Can't believe you would do me like this. You do understand that you got manipulated by a woman that is still after me. We were no longer together. That was part of the plan. She used y'all to get back to me. And now she's calling me, making sure y'all are out of the picture. Now, I got a little bit more wittier than that, but I can't explain those bars today. No, there's no need to hear those. Just know, the text messages, it was like Father's Day. Some great ones. But that girl on the east side, shout out to her. And what I wanted to make sure y'all understand is, yeah, these niggas ain't shit. Oh, these niggas out here be married, be engaged. The whole nine. Some of them, they make the mistake. And they don't, they ego is making them stay in a situation that they don't want to be in. So they go out there and date with they cake at home. Shame on them. I mean, shame on them. I'm just here so I don't get fined. Right? And I feel y'all. J-Bug, Brent, those guys are buffooneries. But what about this situation? What should I do in this? What should I have done? How do y'all view these women and that woman? What do you make of that? Huh? What would you call that? Because that was wild right there, right? I would never do something like that. To drag, these people drove out for this type and they fell for it. We fell for it. You know what I'm saying? These women drove 8 hours. Two of them drove 8 hours. Okay? One of them drove at least over an hour. Well, actually, both of them. Long Beach to Santa Monica, yeesh. I mean, it's not that much traffic on a Sunday, but she at least looking at about a solid 45 minutes, easy, coming from Long Beach. Other one coming from the Upland, that's a solid 50 minutes to an hour. You know what I'm saying? Two Bay Areas, that's 8+. You know, even B-Mom, she coming from, you know, from the east side as well. Now, the girl from the east side didn't, she wasn't there, but she was in on the calls. Like, they had a study hall together. This was like homeroom. These motherfuckers had been talking for a while. I know because the Bay Area, when I talked to the Bay Area girl, she started giggling. And then she was like, yeah, that's fucked up. We still gonna link and stuff like that. I was like, no, it's over, bro. It's, I can't trust you. I can't. We had some great conversations on the phone, and it got to the point where she hit me on a random weekend. This was like a couple of months later, and was like, yeah, I'm over here on the west side, my cousin, and having a party and stuff like that. You should come through. Like, I finally get to see you or whatever. You know what I hit her with? I know it is. 12 Cal, this is the remix. We still don't trust you. It's hard for a Capricorn to. Man, boy, them Capricorns is crazy. Don't trust you. Them Capricorns is crazy. Metro. We still don't trust you. Yeah. So it was a no on that one. It was a no on that one, and just stay out the way. What a time, though. What a time. But J-Bug, I mean, especially J-Bug, she's so witty with the words. What would you call her? What would you make of that? What type of game is that one? You know what I mean? Like, that's almost like a sabotage. Remember what you call it, did to Nancy Kerrigan? when he sabotaged her? Why me? Yeah, man. That's how it felt in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like, eventually, y'all see what I did afterwards. But, you know, man. That was a time. That was a time right there. You know, everything went back to normal after that. That was the wild thing. Like, there was nothing to... There was nothing to gain from that. You know what I mean? Like, I think the point I'm trying to say here is everybody play those games. You know what I'm saying? Like my baby mama tried to Tanya Harding me. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened. She tried to Tanya Harding. And look, let me tell you this. That was like one of the major ones. It happened afterwards before, but I'm not gonna, that might be a different type of, you know, story that I might tell another time. But I felt I wanted to share that because of the, you know, those liars. Well, this is called those haters. You know what I'm saying? Those liars versus those haters. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's on both sides. We all messed up. We all messed up. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. But I will say it's not all on us. You know what I'm saying? It's not all on us. That's all I'm saying. At the end of the day, where there's love, there's a bit of jealousy. There's a lot of it. I want to wrap this up, and I want to give a special shout out to 12 Cal, J Bug, J's Quick 3 Podcast, Brett. I could talk about this all day. I don't know why you made me jealous. Since with you, it must be ever. Purchase carrots look like pebbles. Watch out fighting, that's just habit. You're not supposed to take advantage. Cross the plane, I feel abandoned. Keep it together, don't do damage. Don't you treat me like an average. It was fun, man. This was fun. This was fun. And what's the lesson that I learned? You know, man, it's some solid people out there. You know, it really is. It's some solid people. I mean, shout out to the Long Beach chick. She was real cool. But you lost. You lost. Upland drove an hour down. You lost. Bay Area chicks, tell me when to go. I told you I want to leave. Yeah. And we know how the story ends. Oh, man. It's crazy out